You know, no explanation. Plain and simple, they come in here, kicked our butts, and went home. That's pretty much sums it up.
You know, they just came out and just took it to us right off the bat. You know, the first quarter, to me, the game was over. You know, it was that kind of a landslide victory right off the bat. So that was a tough pill to swallow, and that's the way it goes.
Champ Bailey and Justin Bannon are referring to the last two times Oakland came to Denver. The Raiders won both games, and 2 years ago by 45 points. To swing history and do something the Broncos haven't done since 2007, beat Oakland here at home, the team knows it has to limit running back Darren McFadden, who has piled up 464 all-purpose yards in those four meetings.
Well, I've said for the last couple years, I think he's the best back in the game because of what he can do, all the different things. He pick up blitzes. He does it all. And, you know, if they're not using him enough, then they're hurting themselves. I mean, that guy's an amazing player. We're aware of what he can do.
In this week, the Broncos defense will be down a regular starter. Middle linebacker Joe Mays was suspended one game for his hit last week against Houston quarterback Matt Schaub.
It definitely is. You know, we got to roll with it, man. You know, Keith's going to step up and play middle. You know, right now we got some guys that's going to roll in. So, you know, whoever gets to chose to be playing that mic, you know, we're going to step up and be ready for it.
You know, it's disappointing that we're missing a player like Joe, you know, this week. But at the end of the day, you know, we're professionals. And we have to fill that void the best we can. And that's kind of the mentality that we're taking right now.
Obviously, Joe's a good player for us. We'll miss him, but you know, we approach it with the next man up.
From Duff Valley, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.